This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Welcome. Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss. We go immediately to statistics on California. First, the Golden Gate Bridge. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The Golden Gate Bridge is sustained by the traffic going to and from San Francisco. What's happened? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. What has happened there is what has happened with a lot of major transit systems, bridges and such in the Bay Area. And that's they're seeing way less traffic than they ever have before. And a lot of that came around the time of the pandemic, the lockdown, and people working from home. So in addition, you have the crime and all the problems that are happening in San Francisco. A lot of companies and a lot of workers are just saying, look, we don't want to put up with that anymore. We're going to just work from home. We'll work remotely. And this is having a huge, huge impact on the toll system there for the Golden Gate Bridge, which really depends on it. In addition, it's wreaking havoc with the economy in San Francisco. You're talking about 200,000 less people a day in some cases coming into San Francisco. Imagine what that means money-wise. We're certainly seeing that happen with Golden Gate Bridge, where they're not being able to, you know, no matter how much they raise the tolls, they're not being able to bridge that gap, that fiscal gap, because the regulars who come over, the commuters that come from Marin County, are just not doing that.
Is the traffic lighter noticeably? And that would be a positive out of all of this. Easier travel?
It's said that the travel is somewhat easier. They've also felt the same on the Oakland Bay Bridge, which is a major, you know, east-west from the East Bay over to San Francisco and back. And they've been feeling the same thing, going through the same problems. And they say, yeah, we do see a difference in the traffic. But the biggest problem for us is that, a lot of the people that are traveling are, you know, they're not ganging up like they used to. You're not doing carpooling like they used to because not as many people are going in. So, you know, in some ways, it's making a positive difference. But in the big ways, the way it's hurting them economically is significant.
So 200,000 fewer people going to San Francisco on the weekday. And the San Jose Mercury says there's a relatively comparable number happening in Los Angeles County. Let's go to the big picture of California. Immigration. It's dominated the last 2 years. The Biden administration's policy has been a moving story. Okay. There are estimates of 1 million, 2 million. I don't know. I get lost. Now, California has been losing population since 2020, says the LA Times. Are the immigrants coming in, perhaps waiting for sanctuary hearings, perhaps not? Are they filling the gaps left by these people who have left?
Not really, and that's a problem. I mean, there are some people saying that, yeah, they're fitting into the service worker roles in some places, even if it's working illegally without documentation. But in many cases, there's a great deal of concern because they're not filling the roles where people who are educated and well-trained used to be. And so you have these big holes there where, you know, you can't just bring in somebody from another country without training or with less than a sixth grade education to take it on. And this is a problem they're seeing again and again. And on top of that, you're seeing people who left California. They had the means to do so. And these are people that have better than average income, better than average education. These are people that have state pensions, and that's not money that, you know, a lot of that money is not going to end up back in the state coffers. So there's a great deal of concern about not just the people who are leaving, but the people who are coming here aren't on the same level. They don't have the same economic, wellspring to come from. They just don't have that kind of money or training.
The LA Times reports the state remains a gateway to immigration. California's overall foreign-born population of some 10.5 million, 27% of its population. But the longer-term outlook is more challenging. In the last 10 years, the population of immigrants rose by 5%, or about 500,000. That's less than half the numbers in the first decade of this century. So what we're looking at here is a story where L.A. and California in general are losing population at all levels, Jeff. I reason here, not just the middle income level, also the service level or the starter job level. Can you see this or feel it when you go into L.A. that there are jobs wanting, that there is help needed?
There's certainly, you certainly see those, the help wanted signs at the lower the lower end of the job pool in terms of the less experienced, less well-trained folks. I can't really speak to what's, you know, higher up the ladder, but I do hear more and more people saying that the graduates of colleges that they expected to come in and fill the starting, you know, white collar jobs and building up from there are thinking, you know, maybe I don't want to be in California, and that's not good for the future of the state.
Right. L.A. says they're going to these four states, Nevada, Texas, Tennessee, and Florida. That's a story you've been telling for years. Remember when you first teased me about a trailer costing more to go from California to Texas than back? That became a routine story. I wonder if that's the same going to Tennessee or Florida. Have you heard anything about that?
I have. I've heard it's the same thing. You know, the states you hear most about, as they pointed out, Texas and Florida are probably the biggest ones, Nevada, Idaho, and Arizona. Those are the five you hear people talk about the most. And I mean, including large numbers of friends and acquaintances over the years, associates who have left. And, you know, they wire back. They say, you got to get out of there. You know, we're living in a land of low or no taxes here. People's rights are respected. It's not crazy politics all the time. And that's, you know, it's people are hearing that call more and more, and they're answering it because it's getting crazy here. It really is. I know that sounds strange, but it sounds like hyperbole, but it's just hard to believe, you know, what we're doing here in California in terms of crime, in terms of, you know, the way we deal with crime, when it comes to homelessness, you know, taxes, you name it. None of it seems to be pointing in the right direction. Nobody seems to really be happy with the overall state of the state.
Let's go to a photograph you took on your trip into your outdoor outing to Los Angeles. Jeff travels from Orange County into Los Angeles County. This is a photograph you tell me on Argyle Street, right outside the boundaries of the Department of Water and Power for the city of Los Angeles or the city of Hollywood?
City of Los Angeles. Hollywood is a town within Los Angeles.
But this is Hollywood, Argyle, near yes. Hollywood and Vine. I'm counting they don't look like tents, they look like tarps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 tarps in some fashion stretched out along the curb around the edges of the Department of Water and Power. I see no evidence of people. Everybody seems to be inside, so it's either early in the morning, late at night. The palm trees above. Is this typical, Jeff, or is this a concentration you found?
No, this is becoming a more, you know, a site that you see more frequently in Los Angeles County, for sure. You see it in San Francisco County. You see it in Portland, Sacramento, various places throughout the West around major cities. But in this case, in Hollywood, it was in the morning. It was probably about 7:30 or 8 in the morning. There weren't very many people out this morning at that time. And actually, what you can't see in that photo is there's another section of tents and tarps that go off behind the left of it. And then to the right of it, under this freeway underpass, it continues. So it may have been twice that many, you know, domiciles or more. And you see these in Hollywood. There's a famous church in Hollywood that is just ringed with these the settlements like this. It's like its own village into itself there in Hollywood. And it's an area that many people try to avoid because a lot of people there are dealing with mental illness or substance abuse problems or both. And, you know, crime takes place around there. So you have these pockets that have popped up over the past few years of substantial numbers of homeless people who are dealing with, you know, realities that we don't deal with. And the police can only do so much with them. And nobody seems to be really moving it along. They're just content to let it be there. And certainly at places like these churches or government building areas around them, they just let them persist.
I can't tell, Jeff. Are they on the sidewalk or on the curb? I can't. Is there a passageway through there?
There's a sidewalk there, but some of them do extend out to the curb. It's, you know, a lot of it is just depends on whatever materials they're able to salvage right. And use to build their homes.
And you've got a labor shortage, and you have, of what I can see, 18 tarps or tents along the edge. You tell me the NYPD is not obliged to do anything like move along or clean it up or what's going on here. It's right outside the Department of Water and Power. This is a not unusual scene in Los Angeles, and the new mayor, Karen Bass, has devoted herself to solving this. Solving how, Jeff?
They've tried to do things like, you know, close the encampments, move them along. They've tried to buy or lease, purchase hotels, motels, and other structures, buildings throughout the city that were unused and use those to house unhoused people. They've tried to fix some of the shelters that exist and make them build their capacity up or make their services be improved. But the problem is that this is kind of that whack-a-mole problem is they hit one group over here in North Hollywood, and then another group pops up on in West LA, and they go after that, and a bigger one pops up in downtown. It's not like if they move an encampment out of Hollywood that those people are taken care of. They just disperse. They get on the light rail system or the bus system, and they travel to encampments throughout the county. They know where these are, and they just use public transit to get out to them.
And right now, Jeff, what you saw last night was not irregular. I just want to make sure that I'm not seeing something that isn't elsewhere. People in Los Angeles know this and accept it and drive right by it, and everybody says nothing to be done. Is that correct?
That's correct. I go to LA County probably three times or more a week, and I see this in all parts of the county wherever I am. It's not unusual. And beyond that, we're also, you know, I'm neglecting to talk about the people you see on the sidewalks, the people that are begging, the people that are passed out lying on the sidewalks. And that's, you just see that in these places. You think, is this America? It's hard to believe.
The metaphor of doom loop was first applied to San Francisco. And then fancy headline writers started to talk about doom loop across America. I would say doom loop is headed LA's way. Unless they can absorb, thousands more. You used to show me pictures of people camped like this way downtown near the old, near the Pacific, the train station, old Los Angeles. But now it's spread out to Hollywood. Does it go farther out than Hollywood? Does it head to Beverly Hills, to Brentwood?
They did have some move out to Beverly Hills, and they were able to disperse that group. And we've had some move out to even other Tony areas like Pacific Palisades and move out into the hillsides around these areas where they have these estates, these mansions. And some of those have resulted in campfires turning into wildfires. And so this does happen. It's happening in increasing numbers where they're pushing out into the suburbs and even to the exurbs, as they call them, out into more rural areas. This is a growing problem. It's not being fixed. It's not being taken care of. Yeah, they put out spot fires here and there, so to speak, but bigger ones pop up elsewhere.
Is there anyone doing an audit of who these people are, what they need, where they come from, what their daily lives are, anything like that?
Yeah, they have both official, you know, city-county audits. They just finished one, a state audit, and that showed that the population had risen in the county. And there are also audits that are run by, you know, groups that receive grants or advocate groups. And they do find out, you know, sometimes how many of these people are out there and, you know, what backgrounds they come from. But they really don't get a clear picture. The problem is it's so widespread, you don't have enough volunteers or experts to find all these people. So everything's an estimate. And estimates really, you know, tend to depend on, is this going to get us some grant money? Is this going to get us some federal money for the city? And so those numbers are always fudged. I don't believe it. I think there are way more people than they say that are on the rolls.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.